And we are back. You are listening to Davins and on the break. That was Julius Papp with A Touch of Jazz. Before we went to break, we were talking about a little religion, a little communion, a little censorship, and Joe getting along with a group of women in a comedy club. Or translated, they did not like him at all.
No.
Of course, you are listening to Davin's Den. We are glad to be back with you on this Tuesday evening. We are thrilled with this next guest. We have him on the phone. He just called in. Back by popular demand, it is the one and only, the guru, the advisor, Tommy Lama. Hello, Tommy.
Hello there.
Welcome back to the show. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Yes, thanks for being with us.
Pleasure's all mine.
Well, you know, it's always an honor when we can get somebody with this much knowledge and integrity to join us on our show. So we just want to get right into this, if we can, with you, Tommy, because the world's a crazy place, as you know. And Joe and myself, we are overwhelmed, and we have many questions.
Yes.
Which is why we are thrilled that we have access to somebody with your track record, your know-how, your massaging of advice, if you will, the great Tommy Lama. So can we get right to this?
I've been meditating very hard. I've been snorting much bath salts.
Well, however you get your visions, who are we to judge? It's just so perfect, your visions. All right. So as we know here, and our fans know on Davin's End, at one point you were a close advisor to President Obama. Now, I don't know if this is true or not. I'm not even going to ask you to comment on this, but the press has reported that there's been a parting of the ways. So I look at what's going on in the world, and I'm wondering, if Tommy Lama was still close with President Obama, how would Tommy Lama advise him on the dealing with Ukraine and the Vladimir Putin situation? What would Tommy Lama do with Barack Obama?
The key is to establish dominance. Vladimir Putin is a tough guy and likes to go shirtless. Obama needs to go in pantless. Assuming he is half black from the waist down, he should have no problem here.
So you figure that if he is well endowed, as the stereotype goes, for Putin would just be frightened by to see such a black mambo in his presence.
You were able to ascertain that from me not saying that directly.
Well, listen, I fancy myself one of your disciples. You know, I try to translate for the plebeians out there what the great Tommy Lama says. Often I come up short, but I'm very glad to get your praise that I succeeded in that particular case.
You did, and you said it so eloquently, yet in a way that even I have a better understanding of it.
Well, you're welcome, Tommy Lama. So,
mine once again.
So, all right. As we know, you live in this country on occasion. Republicans are having a hard time moving past this Benghazi situation. I believe they're on their eighth attempt to find the answers that they want, the answers to the questions that they think are there that they never seem to be able to get. What do you tell people who repeat the same acts over and over and over again and get the same frustrating results? What would you advise the Republicans and people like them who can't move on to do?
I find a lot of people who repeat the same acts and get the same results are mostly sex addicts.
So is John Boehner a sex addict in your opinion?
Of course. I think Republicans should be embarrassed by their efforts on Benghazi. Really, they should try and cover it up.
The Republicans should cover up their attempts at revealing a cover-up.
Yes.
So it's like a cover-up squared, if you will.
Once again, I'm telling you, like, when I pass on this earth, you're able to take my teachings. And you do it so well. You're like Pluto to Socrates, my Socrates.
He was the kid toucher.
Plato, Pluto, whatever. Tomato, tomato.
That's not the kid toucher one though. I know one of them was a kid toucher.
I have to go back in time. In my, you know.
Okay, okay. Well, when you get the DeLorean, you let us know what that was.
Okay.
All right. Another headline that's been in the news. We know Donald Sterling has had his issues of late. He's the owner of the L.A. Clippers. He has said some very insensitive things. I think most people would agree that he said some very insensitive things. But he wants to keep his team, the Clippers. It looks like it's going to be very hard. It looks like the NBA, the owners, don't want Donald Sterling to own the Clippers anymore. What do you think is the best way for Donald Sterling to go forward?
Look, Donald Sterling looked really bad criticizing Magic Johnson and saying he wasn't a good role model. Sterling needs to show him how it's done by getting AIDS himself.
So you feel if Donald Sterling could somehow get AIDS, or as he likes to call them, those AIDS, if Donald Sterling could get those AIDS at the age of 80 or some odd years old and beat AIDS, he would be in the position to show Magic Johnson how to better live his life as a black man.
Yeah, he could outshine him, absolutely.
See, this is why I go to you, because you don't get this in the mainstream media. Even Fox News is afraid to report this type of thing.
Never.
No, well, that's why we go to you. That's why you are who you are. You're the Tommy Lama, and we're just...
And that's why your program's cutting edge.
Yeah, this is why.
You said that with conviction, too.
Yes.
Tommy Lama.
We say the things on this show that nobody in their right mind would say.
No.
All right, so since the Donald Sterling incident has probably made old sugar daddies more cautious about who they say what to do, how are you advising your clients who are side-assed to proceed? What should the side-ass do in this situation?
All right, well, you want to know what the side-ass should do, or what the sugar daddies should do?
I assume the sugar daddies are taking more precautions. I want to know what the side-ass should do. So the side ass could meet side ass goals.
Okay, so you're asking me how the side ass should avoid, go around the caution?
Yeah, you know, how the side ass could overcome these trying times of sugar daddies being more careful with who they have record their conversations.
I think that they should sign a pre-op.
A pre-op?
Yes.
What's a pre-op?
Well, you know, it's a, you know, the operation thing. You know, when they have to make the change.
Oh. Oh. So are you saying most sugar daddies change gender?
What I was saying is that, you know, some of these side asses are pre-ops, is what I'm saying.
Oh.
So they sign a prenup arrangements for the pre-ops.
Interesting.
Yeah, I call it a pre-op.
Yeah, this is. I'm sure now that you've uttered this term, I'm sure it will catch on.
Yeah, it's a pre-op. I've seen some of these side asses, and you know, their gender is of a dubious nature.
Oh, okay.
You know, and the bottom line, and for the sugar daddies, they need to protect themselves by cheating with people who have as much as to lose as they do, like other rich guys.
So sugar daddies...
So Donald Sterling should have an affair with Trump. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
That makes sense.
Well, I mean, it's very clear.
He's a genius. Ball of lightning.
That's the Tommy Lama is a genius. You're right, Jeff. That might be the most profound thing you've ever said on this show. All right, so let's change topics. I've had enough with Donald Sterling and his pre-op side ass.
Well, look, I mean, and the thing with he was caught on a recording, you know, he should make sure his voice is unidentifiable by smoking, like, for 40 years or so.
So you feel that in order for Donald Sterling to really come out of this okay, he should immediately contract AIDS and start to smoke?
Absolutely.
You can't argue with that advice.
Well, no, and if cigarettes is a problem, then, you know, switch to heroin. Because if you do heroin, you'll drop that nasty cigarette habit.
And you'll drop some weight, too.
Yeah. And those in your clothes that you have left will smell better.
He's got a good point. You know, I never thought about this, but now after talking to Tommy Lama, I'm pro heroin.
Yeah,
you are too.
Oh, listen to the mellowness. That's the mellowness of heroin kicking in.
The mellowness.
The mellowness of heroin.
It sounds like a jazz show. Welcome to the Melanus of Heroin.
Tommy Lama should get a sideshow called Play Jazz Music, the Melanus of Heroin.
We will talk to our friends and make that happen.
There you go.
So listen, I don't know how much you watch CNN. I'm sure it's nonstop. I'm sure you're the one who watches CNN. But they've been covering this.
I watch all networks. I watch at the same time. Like I watch MSNBC, Fox, CNN. I watch CBS all at the same time. I find it helps me combat my ADD. It forces me to watch four things going on at the same time.
So in order to combat...
It's a new combative technique I have.
Well, that's interesting. So if you have ADD, you should focus on more things at once.
Yes, challenge yourself. Yes, and that's what I do.
So you find that most people with ADD are somewhat lazy and slackers and really not focusing on all that they could focus on.
Mm. Or they were never guided by their parents that they're able to do more. So I don't necessarily blame the victim.
Well, you're right. You know what? A lot of the parents, they get very alarmed when the teacher comes back and says that the child has ADD and they try to treat it with, like, medicines and everything. And, you know, listen, you don't want to put drugs in your kids. So what you're saying, yours is a more holistic approach. Embrace the ADD and be all you can be with your ADD.
Well, that's how he's all knowing, because if you don't have ADD, you're focusing on one thing. But if you got ADD, you're focusing on everything, and that's how you become all knowing.
Is that true?
Joe too is in line to take over the Tommy Lama ship.
Well, there you go. Now I'm a little concerned, but all right. So this Malaysian airliner, they've tried every technique to find this stupid plane. They can't find it. They've gotten the sonar with the submarine. They got pings. They got satellites. They got some guy who saw something once in a rice paddy. Nobody can find this thing. Is there something? Is there a different approach that they have not thought of that they should be doing?
All right. Look, I mean, all the focus has been searching in one direction. Downwards.
I'm sorry. Even the llama's had enough. Look, this damn plane.
I believe that the plane went upwards.
Could it be at the space station?
I'm talking tractor beams here.
Aliens.
Yes.
Okay.
No one talks about it.
Not in the mainstream media. No.
No. That's why you got to listen to your show.
Thank you, Tommy.
This is where this is all revealed. This is like the RFL show, but on podcast.
Yes. So, well, this is live. People can hear live.
Yes.
But, so...
Whatever, yeah. never mind what I say. Well, these are just the technicalities. Podcast, live. What
listen, the Tommy Lama is too detail-oriented to worry about technicalities. We
right.
understand.
Right. So, I don't have type of minutia.
No, you don't, no. So you believe the plane is on a spaceship somewhere?
Yes. I believe it's in Venus, actually.
Venus? Why Venus?
Yes. Well, Venus, as you know, is where, where all the beauties are. That's where the women are, the Amazonian women are. Have you ever watched any of the old Alien movies?
You know what? I might have forgotten that. But
Venus is named after the goddess Venus, who was a woman of a gorgeous persuasion.
Right.
So, of course, and women are ubiquitous beauties, so it would be, of course, that would be the number one escape route for anyone that would want to leave this earth.
So this was an intentional, this was a conspiracy between those pilots and the aliens to take them to Venus.
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, you're right. I don't understand why this isn't getting more coverage in the news. they're looking
that's
at a stupid...
That's why there's no debris.
Brilliant.
He is brilliant.
Brilliant. Enlightening.
There's no... Wow. So
it's up there, not down there.
So right now, all these victims... Well, they're not even victims. They're winners. Mm. All these winners are having great alien Venus sex.
Yes.
Is that what we're saying, Tommy Lama?
You are saying it so succinctly.
It was sort of like
my mouth is watering as you utter it, those words.
Tommy Lama, I would imagine it was like when Captain Kirk would get captured and like they would put a chick in the room with him and have her feed him grapes and stuff like that.
Joe, you are so wise beyond your years.
Yes. Tell stupid over here.
he is actually like quoting, it's as if he's quoting scripture from the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Yes, Joe's known for his knowledge of scripture. okay, well, I'm glad we solved that mystery.
Yes.
Now,
if
we just had a shuttle, we could go to Venus.
And get him.
Yes. Damn it, Obama.
Hey.
All right. Well, you know what? Tommy Lama's on a roll. He's solving all sorts of problems.
Yes, he is.
So, unfortunately, you had a history of advising this person, Miley Cyrus. We know that you guys also had a close relationship. Of course, there was rumors about, you know, what that relationship was between Tommy Lama and Miley Cyrus. We're not going to rumor monger here. That's not what this show is about. We're strictly the facts, as you know. Miley Cyrus, unfortunately, continues to be known as being a little bit of slut, a little bit loose. Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Is she still following your teachings? Is this something you directed her to do? Or has she shunned Tommy Lama and doing her own slutty thing? What's going on with this?
You know, this is a case where the student has become the teacher.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, she's under my tutelage, but she surpassed her teacher. She's taken my teachings and she's just gone off the Richter scale with it.
So can we look forward to selfies of Tommy Lama's ass going all over Twitter, like, so you could catch up to your student?
No, prodigal behavior on her part.
Okay.
I think next you could look from her is like cleft cheek selfies from her. Is the next new rage coming from her.
Okay. Wow, so,
and she may be doing duets with Justin Bieber.
So if I'm getting you right, and correct
they
me,
both have the similar they both have similar sex paraphernalia. I mean, you know.
Yeah. No, but if I'm getting you right, you're actually proud and endorsing Miley Cyrus's sluttiness.
Listen, I mean, you call it sluttiness. Sluttiness to me is a gift. It's like it's an intelligence. Athleticism is an intelligence.
Right.
So she has a high IQ when it comes to whoredom.
She has a high IQ when it comes to whoredom. Now, like, can you increase your whore IQ by being even more of a whore? Or is this just something like that's God given to you? How do you become such a high whore IQ?
Do you play basketball, Davin?
I don't play basketball.
Okay. So are you an athlete, Davin?
At times, when I'm not falling and hurting myself.
He plays softball. Oh, great, Lama.
Okay, you play softball. Okay. Now, I want to ask you something. Now, you could become a better softball player, right?
Sure.
Right?
Yes.
But would you ever be on the Olympic team?
Well, I don't think softball's an Olympic sport anymore, Tommy Lama.
Let's say it was. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
It once was. So, would you be inducted on an Olympic softball team?
Not at my current skill level, no.
Okay. Are you capable of ever achieving such a skill level?
I don't think so, but sometimes I stray.
That's exactly the correlation I'm making.
Okay.
On a very high level of whore. And you can't, that's God-given.
She's a God-given whore.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's what I was curious about. So this is for all the girls out there. Listen, ladies, don't practice your whorishness. You're either a God-given whore or you're not. You can't whore more to be quite the whore that Miley is. You're either born that way or you're not. Is that what you're saying, Tommy?
That's what I'm saying. Either you're the whore queen or you're just the whore monger.
Hmm. Words to live by.
Words to live by. It's like being a great artist. You're a gift that's given. You know, and being a slut, when you know you're a good slut and you're in a wrecking ball swinging back and forth, that's like your Sistine Chapel
of sluts.
Swinging back and forth. That's your Michelangelo's David.
So years from now, people will load up that clip of Miley swinging back and forth in the wrecking ball video and just behold what a great slut she was.
For centuries. I think the great llama will attest to that.
I attest, and I send you a faxed affidavit.
Faxed affidavit. The llama's working with some 80s equipment for this new millennium BS.
Wow, okay.
All right, so I'm sure you're an avid watcher of TMZ. You know, one of the channels that's one of the shows that's on with ADD. So I'm sure you saw this. There was an elevator. There's Jay-Z. There's Beyonce's sister Solange, who's just beating the crap out of Jay-Z. He took a beating. Jay-Z took it. What would you have advised Jay-Z to do in that situation if he could go back in time and handle it differently?
Well, that's a very, very good question. Well, look, I think Jay-Z did really well here doing the rope-a-dope strategy.
Okay.
He was like Ali in his prime.
Right.
You know, afterwards he should attend to his wounds through the next phase of the strategy, smoke some dope. Yes. And by the way, I think like Solange was like soft in the middle, so Jay-Z should have just gone for a little more body shot.
So you would have liked to have seen him show a little bit more offense.
Yeah. I felt that, he could have taken her, I felt. I detected from the footage.
Uh-huh.
I saw weakness there. I thought she was soft there in the middle.
Do you think Jay-Z was at a disadvantage because of Solange's element of surprise?
I just don't think Jay-Z, I think Jay-Z's an overrated fighter.
So would you say Jay-Z's a pussy?
No, I'm not saying he's a pussy. I just don't think he's a great ring strategist.
All right. You know what?
He's not a thinking man's boxer.
No. I guess he's not. So, I mean, is Solange an up-and-comer?
Solange is a young... I mean, I Facebook messaged her. She hasn't replied yet. She pretends not to know who I am. But, you know, I've offered her my training.
Well, she'd be a fool not to. I mean, look what you've done with Miley.
She's an animal spirit. She needs an animal spirit to guide her.
What animals? What animal are you?
A ferret.
You're a ferret. Well, ferrets are good. They're very intelligent. They get in hard to reach places.
That's true.
They're deadly when they're rabid.
Tommy Llama is a feral rabid ferret.
Yes.
Yes.
There you go.
See, we break news.
It's just in.
Take that, CBS. All right. So I know you're an avid fan of the ponies. I know you're a big horse racing fan, Tommy Llama. And as you know, a couple weeks, we're going to have another opportunity for a Triple Crown winner at Belmont. It doesn't usually happen. They usually peter out at Belmont because it's a mile and a half, and the horses aren't used to training that. I know a lot of gambling addicts come to you. They come to you for counseling. So, I mean, we have this opportunity for a big payoff, but it doesn't always happen. What are you advising your gambling addicts to do in regards to this race in a week and a half at the Belmont?
Well, I just want to tell all those addicts out there that I can help solve their problems and that they should take their mortgage, whatever money they have left, and bet it all on California Chrome.
Okay.
There you go.
If you win, you know how much debt that would eliminate.
It's true.
You can't win if you don't play.
You're right. You know, and that's the problem. See, a lot of these people who advise these gambling addicts, they don't advise them to solve their own problems. You have to come to my therapy session. You have to work with me. Well, Tommy Llama's advice is empowering.
And he doesn't focus on the negative consequences because that just gets in the way.
Right.
You want to think positive. It's positive
never
thinking.
Never. You're right. And it really, isn't gambling just about prospering, Tommy Llama?
Yes.
It's living a constant life of prosperity.
Yes.
When you stop believing in yourself, you start going to meetings and becoming of like-minded, self-doubting individuals.
And that's negativity.
Break away from those groups. Keep you down. that bring you down and don't let you be the real guy who you're meant to be.
I think it's sound advice. I don't even think gambling addicts could just use that advice. I think anybody could use that advice.
Addiction just means something you like a lot.
It does. And doesn't the world focus need more like and love, Tommy Lama?
Absolutely. We've got to stop with the hate.
Like, I hate to lose my house.
Yeah. Right. Hate. And then you think negative. Negative things happen.
All right. So listen, everybody. Just bet everything on California Chrome and be positive. Nothing bad will happen. We'll be giving Tommy Lama's phone number after this.
And then the favorite to win. So how can I be wrong?
You can't be wrong. Favorites always win.
Always.
Absolutely. The Yankees win the World Series every year.
In the paper. Yes.
Yes. No, I agree. It's great advice. So our co-host is not here, Pip Helix. She's a bit of a hoarder. She's a bit of a hoarder. Joe noticed a few weeks ago that the hoard has migrated to the car. What can be done to get our co-host, Pip Helix, to clean out her car?
Now, I know how dirty your car can get when you live in it.
Absolutely.
But I have to tell you, it's bad feng shui.
That is the issue. Yes.
Yeah. The good news is you have plenty of free time to clean your car while you're driving. Give yourself rewards, like for every piece of trash you pick up, you do a shot.
That's right, the reward, more positivity.
Right.
Yeah, you know, and to enforce that, be sure to text all your friends photos so they can be supportive. While you're drinking and taking the shots and cleaning the trash while you're driving.
You know,
that's a great Facebook post status to put on.
Tommy, you're nailing it. I don't understand why there's these people that protest your teachings and don't understand when I'm not a brilliant man, as Joe will attest. Your vision is perfectly clear to me.
Well, that's why you're smart enough to know that you don't know everything. And that's why you have guys like me who are leaders in the world
right. On
the show to illuminate upon your listeners.
Well, see, and I'm glad you bring up the listeners, because I do say we do have some of the smartest listeners, because if you ask any of them, they'll all agree that I don't know a lot.
That's why this works. That's why this program is successful.
Yes, or some other word. But, yeah. All right. So tonight, like a lot of our shows, tech problems slowed us down. Tonight, sometimes it's man-made. Sometimes it's Joe-made. Sometimes it's things beyond our control. But tonight was in our control, but we still messed it up. But they cause a very stressful work environment for us. That is probably the most stressful thing about doing this show, is what's going to happen with the tech. I have high anxiety over this. Joe's ripped out all his hair over it. Pip is hoarding over this. What's the best way for us to deal with the anxiety, the stress that these technical problems cause us?
Not a lot of people know this, but when we evolved, we didn't actually have podcasts.
Okay.
So we run into a lot of difficulties because we were never meant to have them.
So, people would agree with that.
So you should get back to the natural approach that our ancestors used, where for every listener, they would walk up to them directly, tell them the news, and if together, they would burn a witch.
Well, you know, except for that last part, the first part is pretty much our marketing strategy.
Yes.
It pretty much is we just tell somebody, hey, by the way, could you listen? Mm. The burning the witch, you know, they're very sensitive in the Northeast since that Salem thing. Hmm. And, you know, now there's good. You think there's good witches like Harry Potter, who's a man witch, or a Mitch, if you will.
No, Mitch.
It's a foolish society that turns its back on history.
You're right. So, our technical.
If you don't know your past, you can't know your future.
That's true.
And if you're going to shun your past like that, then I tell you, this society's going nowhere real fast.
So. Would the solution to a lot of problems be not just even our podcast? Let's stretch this out. Let's branch this out to a lot of issues that plague the world. Would things be better if we would just all burn witches?
Well, what do you think, Devin?
You know, I never thought about that. I've never been much of a witch burner.
He
but
seeks your wisdom.
But, I do. Well, I've never been much of a witch burner. But I got to tell you, I'm not fond of green people with warts on their nose. I mean, you could call me a witchist if you want. I really don't care. So if persecuting the witch among us will solve the problems for the greater good, I feel like it should be done. Am I right?
Listen, what harm, you burn a witch or two, what harm, what's the worst harm that can happen?
No, I mean, it would lead to more pollution. Mm. Because you'd have all their witch ashes all over the place. And, you know, nobody wants to choke on a witch ash. Or a witch's tit.
Well, besides Samantha Stevens.
I think he's such an environmentalist.
Well, you know, I like Earth. I'm not a tree hugger, but I've done a tree or two.
Well, if you really want to protect the Earth, then we should bury it all under plaster.
That's true. Plastic is forever.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
That's what I treat my lawn with. Just a nice sheet.
The biggest dangers to our environment are trees.
Why is that?
They prevent the sunlight from hitting the ground.
You know what? I've never liked trees.
By the way, they're very old. You know, some trees are 1,000 years old, you know, and they just stay there. Don't you think they should, like, just leave home at this time?
They've had their time on Earth.
You know, it's a good point. And another thing about trees, they just leave their shit everywhere. You know, every
right.
fall, it's the same
every
thing.
Every fall, you got to pick up the leaves. It's
they leave
the
leaves.
Out. They're old enough.
Well, you know,
of the house.
Well, a lot of people don't know this, but I'm sure Joe probably agrees with this partly because Joe was actually helping solve the problem in his youth. He was a lumberjack. He was anti-tree.
That's right. I most certainly was. Got rid of plenty of them.
This guy's a modern-day hero.
He really is.
I most certainly am.
But, you know, people have called Joe another word that ends with hero. But hero can be used, too. We'll go for that. See, Joe, you're a hero.
That's right.
Not only a hero and a sage, he's able to quote Star Trek epics in defending theories and philosophies today.
Yes,
incredible.
Yes.
No, I mean, Joe's a Renaissance man.
I'm very enlightened.
Yeah, Joe's very enlightened.
I'm impressed. I'm very impressed.
Well, that's why we have him here. So, as Joe mentioned, I love baseball. I love softball. Increasingly, whether I'm watching a professional team, watching my little girl play, or participating, I am walking away very angered by the whole situation. What do I do?
All right. Make sure he's taking his steroids.
Make sure I'm taking my steroids.
No, make sure he is taking his steroids.
Who is he?
You, Davin, I'm talking to you. Make sure you take it.
Oh, okay. I know. The ADD, another channel came on. I understand, Tommy Lama.
Okay. Make sure you take your steroids.
Okay.
And make sure your kids take your steroids. Take their steroids.
So a strict regime for my 7-year-old girl of steroids.
Yes. Yeah. There's nothing to get concerned about because they never test for drugs in Little League.
That's true. They don't. She'll hit the ball a lot further.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah. What about the back knee? I mean, it's kind of weird if a 7-year-old has back knee, isn't it?
Well, I mean, you call it back knee, I call that a granola girl.
Granola, well, okay. All right, how would, you know, kids don't like to take medicine. How would I get the steroids into her?
Oh, you mix it in with the Benadryl, puts them away, puts them asleep right away.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Don't even know what they took.
Okay, all right, so now the whole family's on steroids. Now what? Is there more to this?
No, I think steroids is cancer for everything.
Well, you know, people don't give steroids the credit it deserves as being the cure-all.
See, that's what A-Rod should come out and say, and just be honest.
Yeah, I mean, steroid provides health, and it grows big bones. Does more than milk can ever do.
Those stupid cows and their propaganda.
Freaking those cows and those milk, it's got hormones in it. You don't want that.
No, you want steroids.
You want, you, you want steroids that create that gross hormones of your own.
Okay.
Not someone else, and antibiotics, the cow's milk, and all that. You don't want that crap.
I'll tell you right
natural
now.
Steroids.
No, no, Tommy, now after speaking with you, tomorrow morning, she's not going to school unless she takes her dose of steroids. Mm. The Flintstone chewable type of steroids.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you just have to go to the right dealer for that.
Well, do you have steroids, Tommy?
I have steroids, absolutely.
Could we talk after the show?
Oh, yeah, yeah, we'll talk after, during, it doesn't matter.
Okay,
I'll deny all the charges anyway.
Of course, nobody would believe you. Nobody in their right mind would.
No.
So, all right. Joe had an incident a few weeks ago where his wife was looking for him and called other comedians in her quest. She also revealed they were having some difficulties. She revealed this to the other comedians. This greatly upset Joe. Joe was upset. Now, keeping in mind that murder is not an option at this time, how can Joe deal with this situation?
Well, Joe, the best way to get over problems in a marriage is to jump right into a new relationship.
So you've spoken with Joe before this show.
I mean, I have spoken with Joe, not about this perspective.
It's like he's a fortune teller.
Yeah.
He's a like mind with me.
So out with the old, in with the new simultaneously.
Yeah. Starting a new relationship or new problem will make you forget your old problem.
That's a good point. Mm. So he should take out all the anger he has with his current wife and focus all that energy to a nice piece of side ass.
Yes.
Okay. I don't. Who would argue with that besides a divorce attorney? Well, Joe, I mean, you seem happier. Yeah. Just hearing these words of wisdom from Tommy Lama, I feel that your mood has transformed, like somehow you knew this was your answer all along, and Tommy Lama, being the great mystic guru that he is, just reaffirmed that
for you. I've been wasting money on a therapist.
That's why you go to the Tommy Lama.
I like to tell my clients what they want to hear.
That's why that you have a lot of repeat clients.
That's why.
All right.
I'm a merchant of hope.
You are. I got one last thing. Then I know you're a busy man. We got to let you go. Last question for me. I put this on my blog last week, and I've talked about this on the show. I am finding it increasingly difficult to deal with people that are not capable of doing their job. This, some would say, has led me to have some verbal outbursts, you know, calling people in elevators elevator jockeys and the such, just losing my cool.
Mm-hmm.
What do I have to do to deal with this? What should I change, or shouldn't I change anything?
Well, Davin, you need to understand that someday you'll have a job.
Well, those are very hurtful words. I hope not.
And you'll be just as bad at it as they are.
So I need more empathy.
Yes.
All right.
Can you do that?
You know, it's difficult because I just hate to feel that I might be responsible for getting something done for somebody. It's a very difficult position for me, Tommy Lama.
Well, I understand. No one likes responsibility. And
no.
And that's why I recommend earlier heroin.
Mm. Well, I mean, going back with your prior advice, I've listened to all your wisdom. Isn't there a way I could, you know, piggyback onto what you told Joe, and couldn't I just solve these outbursts by a piece of side ass? Wouldn't that be the best way to channel my anger? I mean, it seemed like the right answer for Joe.
Well, Joe and you are two different people.
That's true.
You know, Joe's currently involved in a relationship, so it really suits for him to have some side action.
Joe would agree with you once again.
Yeah, so I don't believe. I mean, are you having conflict in your current relationship as we speak?
No, not as we speak. The wife's out at the gym. I'm down here doing the show. Everything's hunky dory.
Right. It doesn't work. You don't have any pain. That's the problem. Without pain, you can't grow. So you don't deserve side ass.
So I should do something to enrage my wife, which will then make my life miserable and cause me pain, and then I should get some side ass, which in the short term will give me great pleasure, but might cause my wife great pain, which will help her grow.
Everyone wins.
Side ass all around.
Yes. Drink to that.
Well, Tommy Lama, once again, words of wisdom. Where can people find Tommy Lama? Is there a website or some sort, a smoke signal, where they could get more Tommy Lama wisdom? Where should people go?
They can go to my website, TommyLama.com.
Okay.
They can follow me on Twitter, at Tommy Savitt, S-A-V-I-T-T.
Mm-hmm.
Or follow me on Facebook, or on, Facebook is another beautiful venue for them to follow. I give a lot of riches, a lot of mantras, a lot of wise sayings throughout the course of the day.
As Tommy Lama?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's spelled L-A-M-A. That's how Lama's spelled.
Yeah, correct.
Okay. Tommy Lama. Well.
Like the Dalai Lama.
But better. Yes. Yes. I'll tell you what. If there's a fight between the Dalai Lama and the Tommy Lama, based on the advice to Jay-Z, I'm taking the Tommy Lama.
Mm. You're smart.
Are there any, I know sometimes you like to venture out into the mere plebeians, you go like to see the people and give them your wisdom in person. Are there any live appearances where they could see you?
Absolutely. I'm, in June 17 through, June 22, I'll be at the Harris Improv.
Oh.
Las Vegas.
Very nice.
Headlining a multitude of shows there, so that's always a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I will also be at Funny Fest in Calgary, May 29th through June 4th.
Wow. Mm. So the wisdom is international.
International.
International wisdom. Well, I strongly recommend that if you have the opportunity to see the Tommy Lama in action, you'd be a fool not to. Would you agree, Joe?
Yes.
Tommy Lama, we want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule of mentoring and helping the people to spend a little bit of time with us. We hope we can call on you again should we become burdened with a lot of emotional distress and questions about the world. Is that okay?
Oh, any time for you boys.
Thank you so much, Tommy Lama.
Be well, Tommy Lama.
All right, bye-bye.
Be good. Bye.
The Tommy Lama, everyone. The Tommy Lama.
I feel like a different human being.
Yes, I've been filled very lightened, very tranquil, very at peace.
He brightened your mood. He reaffirmed what you hoped somebody would say to you. That's a very wise man, the Tommy Lama. He's one of a kind.
Yes.
Always a treat when we can be with the Tommy Lama. That was very enjoyable for a variety of reasons. Shall we, what am I looking for here? I know what I'm looking for. Should we take a little breaky-poo?
Sure.
Hold on. All right. Let me find. I'm looking at the wrong thing. Stupid. I know what I need to find. We're going to take our last break of the evening. We'll be back. We'll do some scammer stuff. Get into this Ann Jackson thing. I'll tell you what's happened to me and another website. Something you guys should be concerned about. And we'll see if we have time to go to Africa and talk to the lovely ladies of Africa. We'll be back in just a few.
One of the most fascinating and interesting musicians, comedians, and writers in the entertainment industry today. Check out our show live Monday evenings at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. To listen live or check out past shows, go to blogtalkradio.com/Carrie Edelman. The Watson & Watson Show was born from a labor of love, or should we say constant disagreement. Judy and Johnny Watson, a.k.a. mother and son, are constantly battling each other on different issues of life, from politics to sports to proper parenting, or in Italian family terms, discussing passionately about it. If you like a radio show that is entertaining, funny, passionate, and you can have basically the whole family enjoy it, tune on in. You won't be disappointed. If anything, after listening to these two, you'll realize your family isn't that bad after all. Every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Watson and Watson.com.